I'm Phil DeLuca, and this is a special Commander and focused on Magic previews for Oath of the Gatewatch. Yeah!
Commandarin!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to put a spotlight on some of the MTG preview cards from the upcoming set and review them based on their usefulness in EDH. These are short episodes in which we will discuss recent officially spoiled cards. Remember to check us out on Twitter, at CommanderinMTG, and on Facebook, at all one word, CommanderinMTG Podcast. Let us know if you agree or disagree with some of our assessments. We're always happy to talk to our listeners. All right, our first card up today is also our first land. It's Hissing Quagmire. It's rare. Hissing Quagmire enters the battlefield tapped. You can tap it to produce green or black, and for one, a green and a black, Hissing Quagmire becomes a 2/2 black and green elemental creature with death touch until end of turn. It's still a land. It says that on the card, and it's still worth pointing that out, because if you awaken this land, it retains the counters when you activate it, so it becomes a base 2/2 with all of the awakened counters on it. Not too bad. Not too shabby at all. That could be kind of fun in the right deck. Our next card's a blue card. Oath of Jace. For 2 and a blue, you get a legendary enchantment. When Oath of Jace enters the battlefield, draw 3 cards, then discard 2 cards. At the beginning of your upkeep, scry X, where X is the number of planeswalkers you control. The flavor is kind of fun. For the sake of the multiverse, I will keep watch. Okay, so as a commander card, that's not too bad, right? When it enters the battlefield, you effectively get to loot, but you loot 3 cards and discard 2. So it's an advantage. The constant scrying is good, constant being if you have a planeswalker. In Commander, that means that this card really enhances your Super Friends decks. It's kind of cool. It's kind of low impact, but it's a sorcery that sticks around, if you think of it that way. At the Proxy Guy points out that it would be so much better if this was named Oath of Beleriand. I agree. I'm sure we'll see a cycle of these in all colors but black. The next card is a blue card as well. Prophet of Distortion. For 1 blue, you get a 1/2 creature Eldrazi drone. It has Devoid, of course, but it has an activated ability. For 3 and a colorless, draw a card. It's an uncommon card and serves as a decent mana sink late in the game, but this is likely a dead draw if it's too early and too late. Dimir Guildmage sees some play, so maybe this will too, and the colorless mana cost on the ability is easy to work around in EDH. Still, I would think about it before including this in your deck. It's no Fathom Feeder, for example. Our next card has been released in German language, so the name may change, but it has a pretty cool name. In English, it's Skinning Tendrils. In German, and please forgive me, German listeners, it's Hautende Ranken. For 1 and black-black, you get a sorcery. Devoid. All creatures get -2/-2 until end of turn. If a creature would die this turn, exile it instead. So it's a new version of Drown in Sorrow, but it exiles instead of scrying. Not too bad. The next card has already made friend of the show, Nick Jaragoski, quite happy. It's Embodiment of Fury, also released only in Japanese, so the name may change. For 3 and a red, you get a 4/3 creature elemental with trample. It has the ability, land creatures you control have trample. Oh, and it has a landfall trigger as well. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may have target land you control become a 3/3 elemental creature with haste until end of turn. It's still a land. Okay, so this is another one where your awakened land retains the counters. Now it gains trample and a base 3/3. This is an ideal card in Angry Omnath. Nick has already pointed out that with Scapeshift shenanigans, this can become quite impressive. Our last card today is a brand new legendary creature, and it's one that the community has been looking for quite some time. It's General Tazri, 4 and a white. Legendary creature, human ally. It's a 3/4 creature to begin with. Mythic rare, of course. Well, you think, okay, so another white legend? Well, didn't we already get Linvala this set? But wait, its color identity is slightly different. When General Tazri enters the battlefield, you may search your library for an ally creature card. Reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle your library. All right, so it tutors allies, but still, mono white. Wait, its color identity is all 5 colors because it has the activated ability for white, blue, black, red, green, or Wooburg. Ally creatures you control get plus X until end of turn, where X is the number of colors among those creatures. Hello, community. There is the 5 colors legendary ally general you've been looking for. When I saw this, regardless of its potential impact, I just about peed my pants on Josh's behalf. So Josh of the Command Zone, here is a brand new general for you to use. I look forward to seeing your 5-color allies deck. Andy Hullbone of Commander's Brew, he's not sold. He tweeted about that this morning. I think what we need to do is demonstrate after this set releases and we see the full range of allies available, we demonstrate that a 5-color allies deck is quite possible in EDH. I mean, they already were. People were playing Chromat and other and Progenitus and so forth. This guy actually tutors them. Yeah, okay. So allies are no slivers, but this is probably a lot less expensive than a Sliver Queen right about now. So we've reached the end of the show. Those are all the spoilers as of noon on December 31st. Yes, New Year's Eve, we are bringing you content. I hope you enjoyed the show. Let us know, and especially have a very safe and happy New Year. Bye-bye. Yeah!
Commandarin!
Yeah!
My stomach. My stomach.
How tender rank? Now I sound Japanese.